Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, everyone. So today's topic is something that I've been thinking a lot about recently, and I wanted to talk about different timelines in our lives and about different life choices that we're having. So my best friend is getting married very, very soon. I'm really happy for her, but it also made me think a lot about my own life choices. So you know that feeling when everyone around you is moving in just one direction? So babies, weddings, mortgages, and you feel like you missed the train. Or maybe you were in the wrong station. Or maybe you were never waiting for that train at all. Maybe you were just walking in the opposite direction, barefoot, possibly with a backpack and with a podcast mic. If you haven't felt that way, well, I have in the past few years, and especially right now. So because my best friend is getting married and a lot of people around me are having babies and settling down, that made me reflect. In particular, me and my best friend, we used to be pretty much on the same path at all times. We used to do the same stupid stuff that we still laugh about. Now I feel like she's taking a completely different road from me. And that's the road that most of the people I know are taking. And I'm just taking a sidewalk to a completely different direction. And also, I tend not to log in a lot in my social media. I just use social media for my podcast promotions, which is not a lot. However, every time I log in, I do see people that I met at some point in my life. They are similar age and they're having babies and they're getting married. And that's kind of, that makes you think, you know? Well, at the same time, I'm actually planning my next podcast episode and I'm planning my next hike. And I'm also planning how much money I make while I sleep. So instead of having a car, a dog, a house, and a baby. And sometimes I feel like I'm a satellite circling other people's perfect planets, perfect lives. But then I also remember that the life I have at the moment, I chose it. And while I see other people coupled up and having children, I actually chose the life I wanted on my own terms. And I was true to myself. So it is not that other people are making the mistake and I am not. It's just that that life suits them and that life might not necessarily suit me. I don't think I would be happy with that choice. But again, I never know because I didn't choose it and they would never know otherwise because they didn't choose my life. But what I really want to live by is by my values, and I value freedom, I value solitude, and I value simplicity. That might not necessarily be things that other people value. I'm investing my time, my energy, and my money differently than other people. And it's not that I'm late to the party or late to catch the train. It's just that I'm intentional with my own values and with my own choices, which is not right or not wrong. It's just my way. And I know what I want. And at the moment, or maybe never, babies are not it. So what gives my life meaning now is building financial freedom, walking alone in silence and hearing birds instead of babies. And I do feel fulfilled in ways that don't maybe fit the conventional narrative, the conventional milestones. While other people do feel happy about that, which is why we have the diversity of mindsets that we have. If everybody was like me, the world would be a completely different place and not necessarily a better place. And I'm not saying that I'm necessarily bad for the society at all. I'm just living on my own terms completely. And I do what I bloody please, pretty much. And when I will have my financial freedom, I think that would enhance even more. I am aware that sometimes people don't get it and they often ask, when are you going to settle down? When are you finally going to find a place of your own? And these questions sometimes can feel heavy, but I feel confident in my path. That was not like that all the time. Initially, I was definitely questioning my choices much more, and now I'm just coming to terms with my own values and with what I want, not what other people want for me. And also sometimes I feel this pressure not just to have a partner or kids, but also to have a proper job. So, you know, the kind of job that people can proudly mention at dinner parties. She's a lawyer, she's a financial advisor, and not she's a security / receptionist who has a podcast and who's interested in personal finance and who's investing. It doesn't really sit right sometimes. So I did invest quite a lot of time and money in studying to become a financial advisor. And at the moment, I'm stepping away from that traditional path. I just don't want to go into financial advising yet. I want to advise people in a different way, in a more coaching-like way, rather than being a salesperson selling products that I don't believe in. I don't think that would make me happy. And I could have pursued the financial advising career, but it really didn't feel aligned with the kind of life I wanted. At the moment, I don't want to chase status if that costs me my freedom. So about late blooming, maybe I'm not a late bloomer. Maybe I'm just blooming in a different field. Maybe I'm a completely different flower. I'm probably blooming in a quieter field and under a different sun and under my own terms. And we don't all have to bloom in the same garden. It's not that I'm late to the party, it's that I'm having the party somewhere else. And also, if you're feeling behind in life, if you're feeling like everybody else is so much ahead of you, they're not. You're just walking your own walk, and step by step, you're building your own life. And if you stay true to your own values, you will build a life that is fully yours. And I think the world needs people who are able to choose their own path. And if that path is truly yours, that will fulfill you. Because a lot of times we follow the established path without questioning it. If everybody else is having babies and getting mortgages and getting married, I should too, right? Because this is what everybody else is doing. Not necessarily. Maybe that is a path for someone else and that's a perfect path for someone else, but not for you. So make sure that you always question and always choose what is right for you. So this is it for today's episode. I hope you always look at your values, see what your values are, and stick to them. So I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Please speak to your financial advisor regarding your individual financial needs. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.